We'll talk more about the Hawks saying thanks but no thanks to the NBA in a few minutes. But speaking of the NBA, The Last Dance episodes 3 and 4 ran on Sunday, focusing on the Bulls and the Bad Boys of Detroit. This guy's getting a ton of calls, but as we said, he's saying, don't put all of that on me. Rick Mahorn, kind enough to join us this morning on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Rick, we know you're getting flooded, so appreciate you taking the time to speak with us this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just dealing with the quarantine, but I'm praying that everybody stays safe and stick with it and make sure that we can defeat this right now.
Well, because of that quarantine, a lot of people are watching that documentary. You're on that Pistons team in 89 that wins the championship. You're not involved with that Pistons team. Let's clear it up. That stormed off the floor, if you will, in 91.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I was the first. And then, you know, other things that was in Philadelphia. So that's how the NBA is, to be professional and making sure that you take care of your business as a basketball player.
Now, you were tight, still are, with Lambeer. You coached under him in the WNBA. If you're there at the time, you ever think about that? What would you have done in that situation? Would you have walked off the floor?
Well, here's the thing. The Palace was built kind of different. You know, if you look at a lot of arenas, a lot of arenas are built where one team comes on one side and the other team comes on the other side. That's just how protocol was. Nobody shared the same thing. Pistons thing had where their home, we were the home team, and we had to walk across the visitors team to get to our locker room. So that's one thing that you never see in the NBA. That was, we're the only team that was like that. But would I have walked off the court? Hell yeah, I would have walked off the court. Why should I sit there and shake somebody's hand? Thank you for kicking my butt, especially after all the smack talk that you probably nobody really knows about before that last game.
That's an interesting point. There's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes that would lead up to a situation like that that nobody's going to talk about.
Well, you know why
nobody
it happens.
Knows about.
Rick, you know why it happens. It's really for the visual. We want to make sure that we're promoting sportsmanship.
Yeah, you're supporting sportsmanship. But did Larry Bird and the Celtics walk by and shake our hands for kicking their butts? Did the Lakers come and say, okay, thank you very much for kicking our butts? It's people that have friendships in this league, and that's where you look at it going like, okay, that's my friend outside of basketball. This is a business, and if you're staying professional, you know, and don't get me wrong, sportsmanship, you do need it. But, you know, when you grew up the way that we, you know, most of the players back in the 80s, the 90s grew up, we grew up not in AAU. We grew up playing on a tar mat, you know, out there on the concrete and the cement, and we wanted to stay on the court. So it was all means necessary how to play basketball. It's friendship, but it's also competitiveness. And I thought when people started, you know, slinging a black eye at the Pistons, I'm saying, look, I wouldn't have shook their hands either. So it's basically, is it sport? Oh, he didn't shake Jordan's hand. All of a sudden, that's a black eye on you because Larry Bird didn't shake our hands. Nobody's on him, or nobody's on Magic Johnson shaking our hands after we beat them for the championship. And even the Portland Trailblazers, if you ain't friends, then you know who your friends are. And you meet them after the game. So 48 minutes, you're ready to kick your friend's butt.
Hey, we had the pleasure of speaking to Chuck Daly a number of times. And because of this, his relationship with Dennis Rodman, there's a couple of things. Don't put a saddle on a Mustang. Just leave him be. Don't overtalk to him. But what's really interesting to me was there a conscious decision at any point in that Detroit locker room, maybe as the season was opening up or a point during the season where you said, you know what we are going to be? We're going to be the most physical team in the NBA. And if people don't like it, who gives a holy rip? This is what we're going to be.
The thing is, you look at your team, and you had a coach down in Atlanta. His name was Mike Fratello, and I thought Mike Fratello was one of the best coaches that's been in this NBA but doesn't get a lot of respect. He had the Atlanta Hawks where they were jumping high, running fast, but then he went to the Cleveland Cavaliers, and next thing you know, I can't do what I did in Atlanta with Dominique. I don't have those type of players. So you look at the type of players that you got as a coach, and you say, well, this guy is going to help us on the defensive end, and we need more offense. But it was a total team commitment that we played defense. Offense, we made our defense our offense, and that's how we were that good, where nobody had to average. We had six guys averaging over double figures, where one night it could be Isaiah, the next night Bill Lambeer or Joe Dumars. These are, you know, and Vinnie Johnson coming off the bench. So those are the things that you look at when you're assessing a team. You're not going to be the Golden State Warriors. You know, Atlanta tried, the Hawks now today try to be the Golden State Warriors, they don't have the talent. They don't have Curry and Thompson and Draymond Green. They're trying to, you know, entertain. And if you entertain that way, that means people want to come. But the result is to win games and win championships.
Rick Mahorn with us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. You talk about Larry Bird. He would talk trash, but when he got mad, seemingly he would play better. But you got under his skin. I remember the fight everybody does with Lambeer. I would imagine that team, that's when you know you got a guy when he reacts like that.
Yeah, that's when you know you're in the mental part of his game. And if you can get frustrated, a guy like Larry Bird, who's been so, you know, just a professional, where you know he always had the advantage in the psychological edge, we finally got that over him. And once you get that over him, it's on and popping as a basketball player. But I got to run. I got to do another one.
All right. Well, Rick, listen, we appreciate you coming on with us.
No problem, man.
Hopefully we could talk again. Rick Mahorn, there he goes, joining us on the Loud Security Newsmaker line.
Yeah. I'm assuming, can I take a guess as to who's calling him right now? Maybe the four-letter network, because he has said no to everything else.
Yeah.
So maybe he's got the 11:30 phone call coming from somewhere in Bristol.
I would imagine.
I think so. I think we broke the ice. I think the conversation last night where Rick Mahorn dropped bombs all over the place. Look, we'll get him back, because the other part about that, I want to know who he believes were the real tough guys and the real fake tough guys in the NBA during that period.
But you think about it, Larry Bird never reacted that way to anybody. And he hated Lambeer, and to this day, he still hates Lambeer. And in fact, when you go back to that Last Dance episode, when they're getting swept, the Pistons, and Scottie Pippen gets pushed out of bounds, he doesn't react, and the Bulls even said it. That's when we knew we had him, and they talked about Horace Grant losing his cool left and right. That was their game plan. That's what they wanted to do to you, and that's why they won two titles, because it worked.